The Gospel this morning for Advent Sunday, our Lord says about the end, men withering away for fear and expectation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this day, 67 years ago, November 29th, 1932, the Mother of God appeared at Beaurains in Belgium, near the French border, to five school children. And of all things, she was first of all seen that evening walking on the railroad tracks. Well, actually above them, the children could see her robe move as she walked, but they couldn't see her feet. They were hidden by a cloud, because our Lord will come on a cloud at the end, and Mary prepares his way now. Her luminous white robe seemed to glisten with the blue of the sky, even though it was evening. And she was so beautiful that one of the first times she came, the youngest of the five was overwhelmed, and she had to be taken home. She didn't say anything at first, but eventually the boy in the little group, the boy asked Our Lady, "What do you want of us?" A good question to ask. And Our Lady, as a true mother, responded, as any of you might, "That you be really good." That's all she said, "That you be really good." She came 33 times in all till the end of January. And at the very end, her last words were a question. Do you love me? Do you love my son? Then for my sake, she said, offer sacrifices, practice self-denial. Perfect words for the opening of our Advent season, this time of penance and of prayer to get ready for the coming of Jesus. Perfect words, too, for the opening of the world's Christmas season. It's already here. Of course, there's no penance, and I suppose there won't be too much of being good either. Now, Our Lady Immaculate appeared to five children. Of them, two were children of a widow woman who counted as a practicing Catholic, but she missed Mass frequently, as often as she'd have some excuse. The other three belonged to a fallen away family. They were all French. They were Walloons. And the faith was dying out already back then in Belgium. Many were indifferent, and some were actually hostile to the church. And indeed, the communists frequently won in the local elections. So this is the scene. And ask yourself the question, why? Why would God's mother, of all of the children in the world, choose them? Why not the persevering? Why not the pious for so great a privilege? Why these children were all the more dear to her for the very fact that they were fallen away? And why? Why do they fall away? Ah, was there ever a shepherd, a pastor I mean, who did not wonder and worry and count his lost sheep on sleepless nights? Why do they wander? Our Lord gives us a reason, perhaps the reason, in today's Holy Gospel of the end of the world. People, he says, will be withering away for fear. That's the sense of the Greek, to faint because of a death-like fear. Fear? We define fear, remember, as a sorrow over some perceived future evil. Something then emotional or spiritual, and not necessarily or even often objective, not founded on fact, but rather on fear. It would be so hard for me to commit to getting to church every week and the sacraments and giving up my sins or some story that's been heard and carelessly repeated or some sad experience which is hard to forget. Some confusion, some pressure, and some can't take it anymore. Men withering away for fear, you see. The other anniversaries of this day may be forgotten in all of the turmoil of our day, but they too account for so many of our fallen away. 45 years ago today, in 1964, came the first changes in the Mass, and some of you will remember them. They went to the English for part, and there was the lay commentator in the sanctuary, and they cut the prayers at the foot of the altar, and there was no more last gospel. 40 years ago, on this first Sunday of Advent in 1969, the Mass itself was abolished by the Conciliar Church, or Paul VI, and replaced with the Novus Ordo, as we call it, the New Order Assembly, or Supper of their Mass, instead of the sacrifice. And how many fled on that day, or soon thereafter, understandably so, but have never been back since. Our little troubles fade into insignificance, as indeed they should, in comparison with the nuclear bomb of the changes on the Catholic Church. Now we satisfy ourselves with skirmishes and light artillery between ourselves. There is one fallen away lady I want to tell you about today. Her story, I think, may shed some light on our own. She was a member of St. Gertrude for many, many years, and very devout in her own way. She would often come to church, and she would help us. And about a year and a half ago, she just stopped coming. And as they do, she never said a word. I finally got her in to see me just before I left last month for Belgium and Borang, my first stop. And she was finally going to tell me why she stopped coming to church. Too much Mary, she said. Too many sermons on Our Lady. This business about Mary, mediatrix of all graces, I'll never go for that. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I've had quite a few surprises like that this fall. Because, you see, she was so devout. And she said the rosary sometimes, she said. Once even, she was at church on one of our 13th of the month summertime processions, and we didn't have enough men to carry the bier, to carry the statue of Our Lady of Fatima for the procession. You see, we've been through these kinds of things before. And she volunteered to do it, even though she had a sore shoulder. And she told me that she felt that day that Our Lady had healed her shoulder so she could carry her statue. Imagine the privilege. But now she tells me, I don't want to be a traditional Catholic. I want to think of myself as a classic Catholic, oh, going way back to the Council of Trent, or maybe St. Augustine, before there was so much devotion to Mary. She, too, was preoccupied about my preaching. The people, she said, just are not getting, you can fill in the blanks here as you will, she said, they're not getting spiritual nourishment. They're not getting Jesus. So I tried to explain to her, it rarely works, but there you have it, that Mary was so humble that she kept nothing for herself, but gave it perfected and beautified to God, all the glory to God, and that it was God's will that Jesus, his son, should come to us through a woman, through Mary. And we could not go back to Jesus save through a woman, the new Eve, through Mary. And I went over with her what mediatrix means and what it does not mean. And I even told her, I think, that, well, if she's really pro-Jesus, why, she would respect his body, which is the church, and listen to her magisterium, or her teaching authority. But nothing doing. People usually have their minds made up before the priest gets wind of it. And often it is too late by the time they come to talk. They've already withered away for fear, you see. But remember, on this 40th anniversary of the Novus Ordo, that the devil cannot bear the valid sacrifice of the Mass, the sacrifice of Calvary. He hates it. And it has always been our goal here at this church, not just to manage the Sunday Mass, but to celebrate each Mass of each day, feast and fast alike, the sacred liturgy, with as much devotion and as much reverence and solemnity as possible, so as to give great glory to God. Because no one is giving him that glory, not on weekdays anymore. And truth to tell, even when we have some of those proverbial 7 fat years, it's never been easy. Often we manage, as we're doing today, just sort of on a wing and a prayer. And when we get to the 7 lean years, why then, it's another story altogether. Because the devil is determined to stop all of this. Would you like to help the bishop continue it? Make a New Year's resolution with me today, and it is simply this, that sometimes, and I'll keep track, sometimes I will hear Mass on some day other than Sunday. And then perhaps you or your children may want to help at church. But if you're here, you've already helped very much. You know, as we do for the children with our fingers, open the church and here are the people. Where are the people? You need a congregation. You can do just that. Sometimes you are helping very much, and such graces will come to you for your generosity and sacrifice. But most of all, you know, the devil can finally put up with the Holy Name, and he can even look the other way at some valid Masses if they're said with the new church, the Antichrist church. But there is one thing he cannot bear. He cannot bear her name, which sends him screaming away in pain, because Mary, a creature, crushed the morning star, Lucifer, with her humility. And he has been howling ever since. And why not? And why not? Did not she, who gave us her golden heart as mankind's last refuge, promise at Boerang, I, she says, I will convert sinners, not I will pray for them to my son, or I will ask my son, because all graces pass through the mediatrix, Mary. I will convert them, and how? Some little way, some scrap of brown wool or of green felt, some little metal, a pair of beads, a whispered prayer in the darkness of the night, and she will save souls. Will you help Our Lady? Will you help the bishop? Here, we only want to love her and her son, Jesus. Here, we only want to make up for those who don't. So, as Our Lady asked the child at Beaurain, little Gilberte, "Sacrifice yourself for me," she said. "Do something for Mary. Give of that time you've got on your hands otherwise. Get out that book you bought and have been meaning to read. Stay with those beads and your family rosary. Get to that Mass, even though it takes some juggling, and those alms that the poor or the needy could certainly use, give them in her honor. And speaking of giving, why, Christmas is coming. Give a scapular or a rosary or a holy picture or a statue and put it in some home or some room where Mary and her son are not. This Advent, join me in loving Our Lady and in letting her show us how to love Jesus. Every problem has a solution here. Can I tell you something? When all of this started, I was confused, and I couldn't believe it. Have you ever been there in your life? And that Wednesday night, it was, I think, the 4th of November, I knelt at the communion rail right there with my rosary in hand, and I glanced over at Good Counsel. Our Lady was still on the sidewall. She wasn't on the altar yet. And I asked Mary, Our Lady of Good Counsel, to give me some, as I had so often prayed for it in the preceding weeks and months. And then I went out for my rosary walk, and I wasn't done with one or two decades before the answer came to me. It wasn't what I wanted to hear. I had been fighting it a long time. But as they say, it was what I needed to hear. What do you need? And beyond what you want, what makes you wither away for fear? You know what we all need. Our real Christmas list is short each year. We need to love her. We need to let her, beyond all of our fears and falling aways, we need to let Mary mold us into the image of her Son, Jesus Christ. Have a blessed Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.